Oh, Axel, in the words of Walter Smith, you had a fucking shocker last night. The old Beverly Hills Cop. Good movies they were, weren't they? They were good old movies. But the old namesake, Axel Foley on Twitter, you've let yourself down, son. You have not had Beverly Hills Cop. You've had a Beverly Hills nightmare. Old Axel, he likes to pop up with a little comment. Chrissy Spreadsheets is... Every day I post Chrissy Spreadsheets bets on Twitter, he built an algorithm into one of my sheets for a bit of fun, and we churned some bets out, and I started posting them on Twitter. He's got a bit of a cult following now, and they're doing okay. I'll do the results at the end of the month. Some of them are okay. They're not pulling trees up, but they nudge along okay. But this week, it throws up three bets a day. This week, twice, it's thrown up three in the same game in Segunda, and he had one the other day, and all three won. And then last night it threw up three games in the, I think it was the Huesca Mirandes game. I think it was that game. I better check, better get my facts right. I don't do a lot of betting myself in the Segunda, but it was, I think, yeah, Huesca Mirandes. And it was like over 1.5, over 2.5, both teams to score. And Axel in the morning posted... sorry, it won't be happening, or something like that. Which is fine. I've got no problem posting stuff like that. I make comments about things all the time that people may not agree with. I've got absolutely no problem with it whatsoever. But the bet landed 1 and 2, and Axel went and deleted the tweet. He went and deleted it and then started posting fake news. Little did he know that I have a screenshot. I have running screenshots of my computer because I get loads of abuse, so I like to keep records of things. And I just popped back and thought, I'm sure he put a little comment on that. And sure enough, there it was. So he deleted the old tweet. Axel, absolute disgrace, son. Don't mind you commenting, but leave them up so we can have the banter. You can't just pick and choose your moments. So brilliant, absolutely superb. That was well done, son. The Beverly Hills nightmare. And well done, Chrissy. 3 from 3. I'll do the results at the end of the month. Mrs. E puts them all in a spreadsheet. Suggsy does the returns. So we'll see where they're at. But I think the Naps are doing okay. But we'll just keep chugging along. But Axel, just quality, absolute quality. Eddie Murphy would be ashamed of you, son. Eddie Murphy would be ashamed of you. Didn't we do well on... I know some of you didn't do it. I can tell by the responses on Twitter whether people there... But yeah, it's great, isn't it? You have a good day at Royal Ascot, then you have a bad day, then people think, fuck that, I'm not doing that again. Well, we pulled a little 50 out the bag yesterday. Didn't we, Anassis, in the old get out of jail stakes. Had a good day on the nags yesterday. The ones on Twitter as well, done well. Some nice big prices being found. Just remember with the weather to be cautious. And it is one of those things I keep saying to people, if you're going to do the nags, you've got to do them all or not at all. It's one in or out, because it is things like the 50-1 winner that make your... make your bank. And had even with a bloodbath, had a good week at Royal Ascot. Marie's Diamond placing, Pile Driver winning at SP of 18, and Anassis yesterday at 50, plus a couple of others, Circus Maximus. So today's Ascot runners and riders, for anybody is interested. I don't know, listenership has dropped off on this pod since the lockdown ended, funnily enough. I think that's obviously, I'm not as entertaining as I was when I wasn't talking about betting. So I don't know whether I'm talking to myself half the time. I think I might be. I don't know whether, is it time to cull these down to like a couple of week? Might be, or not at all. I don't know. I need my people to tell me, because I honestly don't know what to do with it. I'm not going to sit talking to myself all day long. I know I said it's therapy for me, but you feel a bit of a nut job if I sit here just talking to myself every day. So yeah, let me know, because it has dropped considerably since the games came back. And it may well be, and I wouldn't blame you, that you're bored of me. I've done this, I think, 552 of these now, so it may be that every day is a bit too much, and perhaps once or twice a week might be required. Let me know. Answers on a postcard, and I will appeal to whatever people want to do. Right, Ascot 115. Anybody listening? Never Dark, Maystar, and Triple Spear. All reasonable prices. And... funnily enough, three female jockeys. I've just noticed that. Managed to pick three female jockeys out of the lot there. Hayley getting the winner for us last night. Good, I like Hayley Turner, cracking. So Never Dark, Maystar, Triple Spear. Go on the girls. 150, and these ones are on Twitter. Two of them, Undertake and Mahali, in the 150. In the 225, Jojo Rabbit, the Learjet, and Eye of Heaven. Difficult betting race. One of those are Jojo Rabbit and Learjet, and cover with Eye of Heaven. Eye of Heaven's just under 2-1, so you don't want to be doing your nuts on that race. 3 o'clock, we've got Anthony Van Dyke taking on Ella Calm. I'm going for a couple of big prices to try and nick it or nick a place. If we can, Communique, which is currently 44, and Fanny Logan, Jim Crowley's, is it Jim? No, Frankie's mount, sorry. Fanny Logan, which is about 11. So more of a sort of hopeful one there than full of confidence, but I like taking these short front runners on front two, Ella Carmen, Anthony Van Dyke. 3:35. Big race, again it depends on how many non-runners come out, but three I like here at reasonable prices. Kimari, Frankie's mount again, Mill Isle ridden by Tom Marcond, and the Hannon horse, Mum's Tipple. Mum's Tipple I think is overpriced, could go well that one, Mum's Tipple, the Hannon horse. And then the 4:10 and the 4:40, 4:10, both these races are on Twitter. 4:10, nothing really clever in my picks. Hope to get Born With Pride beat. Al Darbaran and Berkshire Rocker, 4 and 6, and then one on the outside, On Guard, Gosden horse, On Guard. So On Guard, Berkshire Rocker and Al Darbaran in the 4:10. And the 4:40, the lucky last again. Can it be lucky for us? We haven't got a 50 shot in it like we did last night, but we have got Durston. Jim Crowley's horse again, add to his winners, hopefully. Good Birthday, ridden by Sylvester, and Ladonde Vie, ridden by Ryan Moore. Good Birthday about 9-1, and Ladonde Vie about 12-13-1. I've got three top jockeys in that race, Crowley, D'Souza, and Moore. So let's hope that one of those does the job in the lucky last. So just to run you through it again quickly, Never Dark, Maystar, Triple Spear, 115, Undertake and Mahali in the 150, Eye of Heaven, Jojo Rabbit, the Learjet in the 225, Fanny Logan, Communique in the 3 o'clock, Kimari, Mill Isle in the, and Mum's Tipple in the 3:35, On Guard, Berkshire Rocco, and Al Dabaran in the 4:10, and 4:40, Durston, Good Birthday, and Ladonde Vie. So that is Ascot done. Right, we must move on to the Fussball, and before we talk real football, let's talk Fantasy Dog League football. That has finished, and we have a winner. Finished last night, and an unbelievable performance. I mean, we've had a proper stewards inquiry into this just to check that flipping everything is above board. But for those of you who don't know, it was a fantasy betting competition in lockdown that we started. Fair play to Tiger Spreadsheets. Chris Spreadsheets set it up, and Ryan really did all the legwork getting it on the website. So thanks to those both, and thank you to everybody who's had a go. It's been going for 38 days, in effect a different match day every day, so we're sort of simulating a season of 38 games, having a full program every day, and everybody started with a 1,000-point bank. And Bladesman Stan turned his 1,000 points into 52,467.24, winning 51,467 points. And we can't find any wrongdoing. We can't find anything incorrect in that. Been through it. We've had all the stewards out having a look at it because I thought this has got to be a carve-up. I mean, Ike 64 did a great job in second place getting 11,000. Mal Farrington 6,000 in third. But Blade Man Stan, 52,000. It's Lee. He's a Sheffield United fan. I actually took him to Tottenham Sheffield United this season. He is an absolute good lad, to be fair. Cracking lad. Well done, Lee. That is a fantastic performance. And Lee, whether you like it or not now, you've got free Ultimate membership for the 2020-21 season, whenever that may be. So don't sign up. Just let me know and I will sort you out. So you've got free membership for the standard ultimate membership next season, 52,467 points. Well done, lad. Flipping heck. Unbelievable. If you could do that in real life, you'd be a happy man. But cracking. Well done. Right, I have got a couple of bits of football for you today. I misspoke yesterday. And somebody cashed in. I said 22 minutes and somebody went in on 22 when I meant to say 25. And they won. Right, what have we got today? Well, today I have got... we got the old Spuds. The Spuds are smashing United tonight. I think we're a big price tonight. I'm not going to lie. United ain't that great, particularly away from home. I know we've been pretty dog shit for a year, but I do think, I'm not saying we'll win. That's the difference between value and opinion. I'm not saying we'll win, but I think we're a big price tonight, Tottenham against Man U. And I'm going to have a small bet, a very small bet on the over 2.5 there. Tottenham, Man U, small bet on over 2.5. Drip that in through 10 minutes, remove your liability. And in the other Premier League game, Norwich, Southampton, if that gets to 0-0 on 25 minutes, a first half goal. Norwich, Southampton, that kicks off at 6. Norwich, Southampton, first half goal. And then Tottenham, Man U, kicking off at 8:15. We're going to get about 10. So the over 2.5 is in the bag. We're going to Harry Kane's going to he's going to have about 4 match balls with so many hat tricks. And then one in the Primera tonight. If Mallorca Leganés gets to 55 minutes and it's still 0-0, I'm going to drip back over 1.5 goals and trade from there. Mallorca Leganés only if it's 0-0 on 55. So Tottenham Man U, small over 2.5, don't go mad. I do think we're a big price, as I say, for the home win. And Norwich Southampton, first half goal if it is 0-0 on 25. That is it. Some good football this weekend. I think that the noise factor is a load of nonsense, isn't it? This is a different game not having fans, but there's some good matches. Sevilla-Barcelona tonight should be a good game as well. Sevilla quite strong at home. And I've emailed the Ultimate guys. I like QPR in the Championship tomorrow. So there's two teams I wouldn't say I'd think are good prices. Tottenham and QPR going into a weekend. There you go. Axel, feel free to comment, son. Feel free to come on and comment, but leave them up. Leave them up. This deleting tweets. They should take that delete button away. They should give you an edit button so you can correct your spelling mistakes because I keep cocking things up. But they shouldn't. You shouldn't be able to delete and run away and hide in your little shoebox, should you? Flipping dearie me. Right, so yeah, let me know about the podcast. I mean, if you don't want me to do betting, if you want me to do recipes, we'll do a recipe one. Recipes and books. But I think that's it. I've done the horses, haven't I? I've done the fantasy football. I have got one other thing. The old Beverly Hills nightmares throwing me off track. Ultimate members, I've made a rick here, and I do apologise. I have emailed apologising. You've got a couple of macros on the main database, and because the season ends, the macros were set to end in May. And obviously we're in June, so they're not going to show up June games. But I have fixed that this morning. So the main database, the mid-season macro and the home shorties and things, I've fixed those so that they will now show June, July games. Purely an oversight. I do apologise just with the way things have been. I just didn't even enter my head until somebody pointed it out this morning that those macros were triggered to end when football was scheduled to end. So I have extended the macro. So I can only apologise. I can't do any more than that. And I have fixed it as soon as possible. And that is it. Yes, that is right. I'm off to get stuck in. I've got loads to do. Have a lovely beautiful Friday. Enjoy yourselves, and I'll wall-to-wall football. I've got an ultimate process Monday. We need another one Tuesday. So I'll be back with the podcast for the time being over the weekend, doing the football as always. Have a good one, and I hope you enjoy Ascot this afternoon if getting involved.